This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the world leaders for their wishes on the India's 76th Republic Day yesterday. Responding to a social media post of French President Emmanuel Macron on the X platform, the Prime Minister said that Mr. Macron's presence last year on the 75th Republic Day was indeed a high point in both nations' strategic partnership and enduring friendship. Mr. Modi added that he looks forward to meeting him at the AI Action Summit in Paris as both leaders work together for a better future for humanity. In response to a social media post of Ireland Prime Minister Michael Martin, Mr. Modi said that he is confident that the enduring bonds of friendship between India and Ireland, based on the shared trust and belief in democracy, will continue to strengthen in times to come. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day visit to UAE starting from today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the leadership of UAE to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore avenues to further enhance the bilateral relationship. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that the visit will provide an opportunity to advance the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries and add a new momentum to the relationship. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Muscat in Oman for the 11th Joint Commission meeting from today. During his visit, Mr. Goyal will hold talks with Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion Minister of Oman, Qais bin Mohammed bin Musa Al Yusuf. Both the ministers will hold wide-ranging discussions on trade, investment and the global economic situation. The Uniform Civil Code, UCC, will come to force in Uttarakhand from today, making it the first state to implement such a law. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that all preparations, including rule approval and official training, are complete. UCC aims to standardize personal civil laws, ensuring equal rights for all citizens. Mr. Dhami said, under the UCC, an attempt has been made to bring uniformity in all laws related to personal civil matters that discriminate on the basis of caste, religion and gender.
आजादी के बाद पहला राज्य होने का गौरव देवभूमि उत्तराखंड को मिल गया है कि हम सभी के लिए जन किसी का लिंग का भेद नहीं होगा, किसी जाति का नहीं होगा, किसी पंथ का नहीं होगा, किसी समुदाय का नहीं होगा और हम सबके लिए एक समान कानून जो भारत संविधान के अनुच्छेद 44 में जिसका प्रावधान है उसको हम यहाँ 27 जनवरी 2025 में लागू करने जा रहे हैं.
Telangana state government has launched 4 welfare schemes for farmers, farm labourers and those families that are below poverty line. Ministers and public representatives formally launched the schemes yesterday at a village at each block across the state. Launching these welfare schemes in Narayanpet district, Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy said the state government has now decided to issue ration cards to 40 lakh new families in the state. Fine rice will be distributed to all these families. Jharkhand police has achieved success in curbing cybercrime by arresting 6 cyber criminals from Jamtara district of the state. In a vigorous action being taken by Superintendent of Police Intisham Wakarib of Jamtara, 6 cyber criminals involved in the crime have been arrested. In a press conference, Mr. Wakarib said that these criminals have formed a gang across the country and have committed a total cyber fraud of more than 10 crore rupees by misappropriating and breaching data from the government bank accounts. Around 14 mobiles, 23 SIM cards, 10 ATM cards, 1 laptop, 2 four-wheelers, 1 camera, 1 drone camera, along with more than 1 lakh rupees, have been recovered from the criminals. In the Men's Hockey India League, Sirachi Rar Bengal Tigers will take on Delhi SG Pipers in Rourkela, Odisha this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 6 in the evening. In another clash of the day, JSW Surma Hockey Club is set to face Vedanta Kalinga Lancers this evening. In the same venue, the match will begin at 8:15 p.m. In the Women's League yesterday, Odisha Warriors lifted the inaugural edition title after they registered a hard-fought 2-1 victory over JSW Surma Hockey Club in the final in Ranchi. In the award ceremony, Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren presented the trophy to Odisha Warriors skipper Neha Goyal. Mr. Soren congratulated and extended his best wishes to all of the teams and their players who displayed their wonderful game in the Hockey India League. And that is the end of this news bulletin.